He's our mayor and he is great. Big good morning to our mayor. Hello, Tom.
Good morning, everyone. Beautiful day, mate.
Yeah, after yesterday, Tom. Goodness me, storm season's kicked off. We've had a couple of rippers. Did you have to go down to the emergency centre yesterday, to the headquarters, to the nerve centre?
No, I was just at the backyard trying to clean up.
Good answer. All right, let's move on to Queensland's opening.
Now, have you got any predictions for our storm season, Tom? I know that there's been a lot of backburning over the last couple of months. Also, looking at it last night, it can be really isolating and come in quick.
Mm. Mate, the short version is it really is La Nina visiting us, and that is the cold and the hot waters coming together, and it's going to be a wet one. That's my prediction.
Really?
So get ready.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what are you going to do about the Mozzies? What's happening at the moment? Because we know your famous quote of all time, it's gone around the world.
We'll fight them in the air, we'll fight them on the ground, and we'll fight them in the mangroves.
Yes. Very well.
Mate, the spraying and that has started, but mate, just this year, I mean, we got high tide and a bit of rain and mate, and the full moon. They are breeding like they do at Yatala Drive-In. Yes. You're just going off, you know? Yeah.
So, Tommy,
hang on a minute.
They're breeding like the Yatala Drive-In.
Yeah, I've been stung at the Yatala Drive-In.
Figuratively speaking.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do now is, after all this breeding, we've got to, clean them up. And we are doing it. The office is just waiting for the rain to dry. What Gold Coasters can do, though, if they've got pots and pans or any vessel that's holding water, go and turn it upside down so it's less...
Empty it at Yatala.
Go
to Yatala and whack someone with it and say, stop, cut it out. Yeah. Tom, I'm seeing a lot of
signs... mosquito.
Yeah, all my right. word. I'm seeing a lot of signs around for fire ants. Is there a problem at the moment?
Mate, they're marching down south. So,
from Yatala as well.
Crossing the border.
It's a full moon.
But, man.
Mate, all I can say is if you do find fire ants, there is a hotline. Get on council website. We'll come and terminate them as well.
Yeah,
just quickly before I ask for the next bit, Tom, I did see on the news last night that you can contact the council if you have a water feature for rainbow fish. They eat the larvae of the mosquitoes.
Oh. They do. And those rainbow fish don't put the males together because they bite each other. Oh. So, I know that. So get the females together. And yeah. Okay. So, mate, it's a bad, but look, they look pretty. Even in Thailand, they call it fighting fish.
Oh, wow, I've done that.
All right, okay, now I just want to move on now quickly. We are going to be chatting... with the Minister, Stirling Hinchcliffe, with everything about the COVID roadmap. I want to test you on the roadmap if you're across it so far. At 70%, what happens, Tom?
Well, what happens is that at 70%, which is about the, say, 17th of November, you can fly in.
Yeah.
But you got to be test negative.
Yes.
And then 14 days home quarantine. So it's designed, I think, it's to get families coming back together. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well done. You have done your math. You've done your homework.
Yeah, and then we get to 80%. At the moment, the target's around 17th of December.
Yes.
With that in mind, you can fly and drive in.
Yes.
You don't have to home quarantine.
No.
So still keep social distancing and the like, but it'll mean that the borders is up,
And you know what it means? At 90%, we can all behave like we're at the Yatala Drive-In.
But my words to the roadmap is the road is too long. So my comment to Gold Coasters is this. Look, it's not a debate about whether you're getting vaccinated. The ones that have decided to get vaccinated, please get in there early so that we can bring the dates forward. If you're going to get vaccinated anyway, let's do it for our small business and people in hospitality. Get in early so that that 80% milestone can be reached earlier. And if it can, if we can beat that date by a week, it will be another week of income for Gold Coasters, especially in Coolangatta and Tweed.
Exactly. Well done, Tom. Thank you very much.
Oh, just before I go, I heard that that boy, Bridge, we're going to miss you, mate. I hear you going down. You bring happiness, laughter, and intellect to us all every morning, and we were with you all, every single way. Now, I've just got to make sure and ask the question, have you got the map of Tasmania? We don't want you to get lost down there.
Do you have one?
If you don't, I will post it to you. It's in the back of my stamp.
All right, Tom, thank you.